up with that X. I was just wondering if maybe the mic in my laptop is hooped.
It sounds a bit more serious than that, but who knows?
I have another mic I might try out tomorrow.
Okay, we'll listen for it. Well, I won't be on, but hopefully that works.
All right, sounds good. Well, thanks for letting me check in, and you have a great day.
Well, thanks for putting up with us, and I'm glad you did come back on RF. Where are you today?
I'm at home here on the farm.
All right, very good. Yeah, give it another try, but maybe not with exactly the same setup.
Yeah, I'll try something a little different here.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow, Tex.
All right, sounds good. Victor Alpha 7, X-ray Echo Tango, we're clear. 7-3.
Okay, and thank you, Brad, for the help. Victor Echo 7, Uniform Juliet Mike. Johnny, go ahead.
Hey, that's me. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the frequencies. Thanks for running the net. I'm stuck here at home until UPS decides to deliver my fiber laser. I'm pretty excited about it. Back to you, Victor Echo 7, Uniform Juliet Mike, 7-3.
Yeah, you came on like you had won something. Hey, it's me. I win. But, we're just calling you routinely.
Yeah, but it feels like a win. So, I did win. I won your attention. You called me. Somebody loves me. Just kidding. Victor Alpha 7, Uniform Juliet Mike. Nice reprieve from the rain.
What a bottle of voice.
That's a good attitude. Poor lonely Johnny. Oh, well, maybe UPS will come sometime. For me, they're always later in the day, so whatever.
Oh, no, don't say that. I'm stuck here all day. I'm a hyper guy. It's hard for me to stay in the house all day, but hopefully they do White Rock Cell Surrey first. Yeah, no, we're usually the end of the day. Who am I kidding? All right, carry on. Hey, grab something. Uniform Julie Mike. And I got it first before Brad did, by the way. I was the one that identified that guy, just for the record. Thank you. Bye.
Well, in that case, thank you for your help as well, Johnny. And do the best you can. Thanks. 7-3.
Break.
Okay, who's the breaking station? With your call ahead with your call sign?
Yeah, absolutely. V7OR, just a reminder, those who checked in, you may want to check in with the North Shore group. It just started at 10:30, 146. I think it's 260 or something like that. Anyway, North Shore.
All right, thanks, Merlin. Okay. Oh, here we go. Victor Echo 7, Victor Papa. Good morning, Paul. I might hear from him later. Sometimes he checks in late. Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Bravo Mike. Good morning, Blaine. Victor Echo 7, Western Hockey League. Good morning, Will. Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Kilo Mike. Good morning, Krista. All right, let's see if we can get Victoria. Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey X-ray. Bert, do you hear me? And let's check with the Godfather, Victor Echo 7, X-ray Hotel. Chris. Victor Echo 7, X-ray Uniform. Richard, go ahead.
Good morning. This is Victor Echo 7, X-ray Uniform. Thank you for taking my check-in. I trust that my signal is coming through loud and clear. Anyway, 73, and have a great day.
Okay, well, it's clear as a bell, but not real loud. I guess I could have you a little closer to the microphone. That would be better, but it's a pretty good 100% copy.
Oh, perhaps this is better. Test 20. All right, 33.
I always like an opportunity to say test 1-2. That was a little bit better. Thanks, Richard. 73. Swinging down to, now Mason is away, so I guess we're going to call Victor Alpha 7 Zulu Tango. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Victor Alpha 7 Zulu Tango here. Yeah, I'm just sitting in the shop here looking out. The shop door is open. I'm just waiting for my buddy to show up. We got race tires that are used, so the higher class guys, what they do is they get them to me, and then my one buddy picks them up, and then he takes them up country for the smaller dirt tracks up in northern BC where they don't get opportunity to get tires and stuff like that as much. So that's what I'm doing today. I'm just waiting for my buddy to show up. So got the radio on, and I'm listening to you there, and I'll let you go. 73.
Yeah, good stuff about the tires. How's the weather there?
Like right now, it's sunny. I'm looking out my shop door, and it's sunny, and it's just as nice inside my shop as it is outside. So it's really turning to be nice out there today.
Oh, very good. I'm not that far from you, I suspect. So I guess when I get out of my little cave, I'll see that sun, and it'll be glorious. Thanks for the report, Paul.
No problem. 73, back to the control.
Yep, 73. I'm going to just see if Ed is there. Victor Echo 7, Zulu Whiskey, are you on the air? No, I guess not. I've got a couple of write-ins from previously in the week, so let's call these folks to see if they're around. Victor Echo 7, Alpha X-Ray. Good morning, Don. Victor Alpha 7, Delta Tango November. Tim, are you on the air? Victor Echo 7, Sierra Kilo Quebec. Sean, go ahead.
Victor Echo 7, Uniform Delta Tango.
Oh, good morning, Rob. How are you?
Good morning. Sorry about that. I've been super slumped this week. I normally try to get my best out there, but I haven't done so well this week. I will strive for the rest of the week. How's that?
Well, there's only one more day left in the rest of the week as far as the spreadsheet's concerned, so I expect to hear you there tomorrow.
Sounds good, my friend. 73.
All right. Thanks for calling in. 73.
Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey X-Ray.
Yeah, Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey X-Ray, Brentwood Bay. Hello, Bert, how are you?
Good, and how are you, Ron? I tried to get in yesterday, but the stars didn't align and various things didn't happen, so I was unable to check in yesterday, but I'm checking in now, so there you go. I hope you're having a great day, and it looks like it's a nice sunny day so far here in Brentwood Bay after a very, very windy and rainy evening. There's lots of leaves that have to be swept up. Anyway, thank you again for doing the net. Just to quicken it out, back to you, sir.
Great report, Bert. You made up for yesterday with all your energy today. Sounds like you're going to be busy. So thanks for checking in all the way from Brentwood Bay. 73.
73, just a quick, how's my signal, by the way? I'm just curious.
Yeah, 100%. Strong RF, excellent audio. I got no complaints.
Well, thank you again, and you have a great rest of your day, sir, and thank you for all your time and effort of doing the net the last couple of days. It's much appreciated.
Well, it's my pleasure to talk with lovely folks like you. Thanks, Bert. You know what? We pretty much finished with the roll call at this point, so I'm going to open it up any late or miss for the Rainbow Country Net. Go ahead.
Victor Echo 7, Kilo Victor Oscar.
Victor Alpha 7, Tango Quebec Bravo.
Victor Alpha 7, Hotel Charlie Sierra. Victor Alpha 7, Papa Oscar Charlie.
All right, we got four stations there. I will start off the festivities by contacting Kevin. Victor Echo 7, Kilo, Victor Oscar. Take it away, Kevin.
Well, good morning, Victor Echo 7, Kilo, Victor Oscar. Doing a little work from home today, and I was amused at the, what were you calling it, pastries on arrival, and I was thinking more pasta on the airplane, but Poda, either way, I'm a new ham, as probably a lot of you know, and I'm really looking forward to doing some Poda activations. I'm actually just looking for a battery at the moment.
Well, that shouldn't be too difficult, but depends on how far you have to travel to get it. But yeah, Poda's a great thing. I sometimes think I should jump in and give it a try, but I don't even use my base station enough to justify putting together a mobile setup yet.
Well, start as a hunter. It's pretty fun hunting Poda parks from home. Been doing some of that. Certainly a fun time, particularly if you like sort of the contest feel of things. Very short QSOs as opposed to the rag chews. So, yeah, I've been enjoying that, and I'm, like I say, I think the battery is the last piece I need, so I'm excited.
And what kind of battery are you talking about here? Are you talking about a small lithium-ion cell or a great big heavy car battery or what?
Yeah, I'm looking at the watt cycle stuff. That's what Burnaby Radio is promoting at the moment, and there's a bit of a discount code going on. So it will be probably a little bit smaller than a car battery, 100 amp hour, 12 volt type unit with a little handle on it, that sort of thing. And I know a lot of people build them into boxes with on-off switches and fuses and all that sort of stuff. So first things first, get the battery, get on the air, and then go for the fancy stuff.
Excellent choice. Yeah, I saw those. Mike was showing those off at one of the HamFests earlier this year. Looked pretty good. I know they're a lot lighter than the car batteries, or at least I believe they are.
Yeah, I think so too. I might end up getting a little cart so I can put my radio and antenna and all that kind of stuff in the cart. That will ease some of the lifting and carrying. But again, I think the key, sort of told by my Elmer, get on the air and then figure it out.
Absolutely. Good advice. I couldn't say it better myself.
Yeah, I got some great advice from my Elmer. I guess the other one was probably whatever you buy, you will end up replacing just because you learn so much as you go along. The course teaches you how to pass the exam. I sometimes question whether it teaches you how to be a ham, and I think you do that on the air.
Yeah, I've got the disease of analyzing to death things and never making a decision. So sometimes better just buy something that looks good, get something that looks good, and if a year from now you decide, hey, this maybe wasn't the best, you can always make a change. If as long as you've still got your youth, when you get as old as me, you think, oh, I better just make a careful decision because I'm only going to get this one.
Yeah, I bought most of my equipment used at the beginning from someone who retired and then moved into a development that didn't allow antennas. So I got some really nicely cared for equipment. So I guess you do have to consider those life changes as you go along.
Yes, sir. You're right about that. Well, thanks, Kevin. Good stuff. Maybe we'll hear you on the air.
73.
I don't know if you could tell, but I ran out of things to say there. So I thought, oh, we'll let Kevin go, and we got a couple other folks to check in. Not the least of whom is Victor Alpha 7 Tango Quebec Bravo. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Ron. Thank you. I was listening, but I stepped out to ask my wife something, and I got sidetracked, and so I'm back again. And your comment about analyzing something to death, and I was thinking, you do need some people like that, eh? Because if nobody did that, we'd really be in trouble. And also, if everybody did that, we'd be in trouble.
Well, I've been told that I picked the right career for my mentality. I'm far too analytic for normal population, so I don't mix well with others. But it's did me very well in an engineering capacity because I was really good at looking after details and making sure everything was going to work before we actually put it together.
And I guess I've dealt with that dilemma or that balance of going into all the details, but then somehow being able to put that aside for a bit, then back out and look at the design a bit better. So that's a